whole United States.
The cold start and functionality of an international airport. There's nothing quite like it, is there? No, no. Don't answer. You don't have a microphone, and I do. There is nothing quite like it. Hello, everyone. My name is Mr. Interesting. And this is Mr. Interesting's guide to the continental United States. That's it. That's the name of my show. What do I know about the continental United States? Virtually nothing. Which only goes to prove my theory that anyone can get a show on the CBC.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, sir. You can't go any further without a boarding pass.
A boarding pass? Of course. Will this do?
No, sir.
And why not?
Because that is a soggy slice of American cheese.
Canadian cheese.
If you say so, sir, but it's still not a boarding pass.
Oh, well, what about this?
No, sir. That's chicken flesh.
And this?
No, sir.
Why not?
It's not a boarding pass.
Then what is it?
You know what it is, sir.
Yes, but I want you to say its name.
I'm not playing this game, sir.
It's not a game. It's a boarding pass.
No, it's not. It's a hunk of raw veal. Oh!
And how about this?
Okay, that's enough. I'll have to have you escorted from the airport.
Why? Because I don't have one of these?
Problem, Betsy.
Just a radio personality is trying to get me to say the names of various foodstuffs out loud.
You want me to eject them for you?
Oh, look, I found some low-fat turkey bacon bits with the smoky flavor locked in.
No, sir, that's a boarding pass.
You do have one!
May I pass?
Oh, get out of here! And who's this guy?
Oh, this is Eddie. He's with me.
He can speak for himself. Who are you, sir? Boarding pass?
Show him your provolone, Eddie.
Look, mister, I don't know what your game is, but you just try this with immigration and you'll be thrown out of this airport so fast it'll make your head spin.
Fascinating. I can hardly wait. Goodbye. Come along, Eddie. Come along. That's an interesting question, Eddie. I'm not sure at what temperature iron becomes a gas, but I'll be glad to ask her out. Ah, immigration.
Purpose of visit?
Well, I've been waiting all month to be asked that question. I'm here to take the Canadian radio listening public on an audio tour of the continental United States.
Uh-huh, business or pleasure?
Well, that's difficult to say. I'm on assignment, so it should be business. Yet the very thought of it makes my nipples tingle.
So you're doing this for financial gain?
No, for the CBC.
Anything to declare?
Well, just my friend Eddie here and this trunkload of carp.
Goodbye.
Oh, look. What did that lever do? Well, that was sudden and unexpected. But I think I can speak for my friend Eddie here when I say that that did not make our heads spin. I squat corrected. Although I suspect Eddie has a muscular problem. Turn that back around.
Oh, Oh, honey, it's so exciting to go off on a Caribbean honeymoon with you. Just you and me in Aruba.
I thought we were going to Jamaica.
Well, we are. I just tend to make old-fashioned car noises when I'm excited.
Who doesn't?
Don't touch me like that in public.
Sorry.
Air Canada, flight 740 from Toronto to Los Angeles is now ready to board. Would all business class passengers, along with anyone with small children or requiring special assistance, please proceed to gate number 40. Just kidding, 36. Okay, time's up. Business class passengers are still welcome to board, but parents and gimps are out of luck. We are now boarding seats 30 through 40, but only for people whose last names have a letter C as their third from last letter. Just kidding. Seats 30 through 40. Nobody? Okay. We're now boarding the seats over the wings, the ones that are the first to go when we have an engine fire, or as we like to call them, the suicide seats. Those seats are numbers 20 through too late. It's now time to board rows 10 through 20, the only seats that have a chance in hell of getting a complimentary newspaper. And while we're getting started, may I say last call for flight 740 from Toronto. Would all remaining passengers please proceed to gate 40. Just kidding, gate 36. Just kidding. Proceed to the window and watch the plane take off. You're out of luck.
So, Magnus, we finally meet. I'm Kiara. Twyla told me you were older, but she didn't mention how cute you'd be. I guess it's funny, an international fashion model going on a blind date, but honestly, my life is work, 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 and then crash. What with jet lag, Paris, Milan, Tokyo. I never seem to have any time to meet people. But you must know about travel. You're from Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Pennsylvania, Dutch country.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Pleasure is a sin against God. The value to life is in work.
Why are you selling my agent? Okay, so Magnus...
Please, call me Mr. Van Kirkenden.
Mr. Van
Kirkenden.
Kirker. Twyla tells me you make cheese.
Yeah. I am a cheese maker.
Boy, that must be really cheesy. Do you date a lot?
When my schedule permits. My wife, Mrs. Van Kirkenden, died after 21 years of marriage. Then her sister, the second Mrs. Van Kirkenden, died after 19 years. So I've just been back to market a short time.
Well, you're certainly not the usual kind of guy I go out with. Most guys today just really want to get into my... Oh, excuse me. I mean to get into...
Your bully hosen. Yeah, I know. I'm not so old as I look. The world has become a frightening place.
Yes. Yes, it has. You know, I think we're really going to have a great day. What a dinner. And this vintage buggy is awesome.
Oh, it gets me from home to meeting. Handmade quilt. We go for a little ride.
Cozy. You're so different from anyone I've ever dated. I feel I can tell you anything. I mean, the thing about swimsuit modeling is you get paid huge bucks just to stand in warm water in Fiji for like a half an hour. I mean, well, don't get me wrong. There are hassles. Like, my contract says no nipple shots under any circumstances. Every shoot, it's an argument.
That is not right. If the agreement says no nipple shots, then no nipple shots. It seems only reasonable.
Yeah. Plus, every guy I go out with thinks that just because I'm a 38D, I'm easy. When I'm really selective, and I always make the guy get tested first. No exception.
And so, when I realized we could raise a barn using half the labor, I suggested the remaining men focus on selling the cheese. And that is how town council approved the first farmer's market.
Right on! So I said, give me back my thong this instant, or I will feed your sack card to your aunt. You got me?
Outrageous! And my farm is not 5 miles from where Jacob Amon brought us after he led us away from the Swiss Mennonites. I'm sorry, I always get a little choked up when I think about it.
Oh, that's sweet. Now, I'd like to take you to one of my favorite places.
Guess I just freaked, as you would say. Perhaps I should see you home, and then I must feed and water Moses.
That's okay. You don't have to bother. There's lots of calves here. It'll be faster and easier for me. Now I'll be fine.
I am thankful to have made your acquaintance, young lady.
Yeah, me too. Oh, Ken, sorry about the dancing.
Ugh, think nothing of it. I'll call.
I thought you didn't have a phone.
Yeah, okay. Take care.
Hello again, everyone. Eddie and I are still on our way to the United States of America, the land of opportunity. And automatic weapons, it's true, Eddie. We had a spot of trouble at the international airport, but now we're driving across. We should have no problems now. Oh, look, a border guard. Oh, bother. Hello?
Anything to declare?
Well, as a matter of fact...
Just a warning, sir, that any cute plays on the word declare, such as, I want to declare it's a lovely day, etc., and you will be forbidden entrance to the United States.
Well, forewarned is foreplayed, as the late Mrs. Interesting used to say.
Business is pleasure.
Why, that's another thing the late Mrs. Interesting used to say.
Are you traveling on business or for pleasure?
Whoa, I've learned my lesson. Pleasure.
What lesson is that?
Well, the lesson of not mentioning that I'm coming into your country for business reasons.
You're not allowed to come into the U.S. for business reasons, and I should throw you up for even mentioning it. Unless perhaps I had a sudden lapse of memory.
Sudden lapse of memory would be a very strange thing indeed.
Strange, yes, but not unheard of.
Is there... something wrong with your throat?
No, there's nothing wrong with my...
And why are you showing me your palm? Are you disproportionately proud of it?
No. No, it's just that it's a little empty.
Well, I should hope it would be. I know you have a dull, boring job, but I expect your palms to remain empty.
Oh, for Christ's sake, I was asking for a bribe.
Oh, you were?
Well, I had my palm out, I was clearing my throat. Come on, it's the international language of border corruption.
My goodness, I'll have to write this down. Well, what would be a customary bribe?
Oh, well, it's not for me to say, really, sir.
20, 40, 100?
600.
Oh, well, all right. 600. Here you go.
Thank you, sir. And these are Canadian dollars. Out of the car! What's that smell?
New car smell.
Well, smells like fish.
New GM car smell.
Open the trunk. You've got a trunk full of carp.
Indeed I do. It is my mission to cross America with a trunk full of carp in search of the festering soul of the American dream.
You can't bring any of your socialist Canadian carp into America.
Well, how do you know it's Canadian and not American?
Well, carp is a filthy bottom feeder thriving in brackish waters that kill any decent life form.
Well, I must admit it does sound Canadian.
Permission to cross the border is denied. Now get that trunk full of fish out of here.
Well, Eddie, you know what they say. If at first you don't succeed... Well, yes, some do say that, I'll admit. But I was thinking of trying again. Well, there's no call for that sort of language. We must continue our search for our way across the border.
Ladies, we all know men are like dogs, and not only because their legs twitch when you scratch them. If you're a single woman over 25, then you know that though men may not be able to smell a month-old laundry hamper, they can certainly smell desperation. That's why our researchers here at Fishbein Laboratories have created Desperate Measures, the first deodorant to actually block the pheromones you release when fear mixes with hopelessness.
So, you're not in a hurry to get married?
Oh, I don't know. Never say never. But right now, I'm way too into my extreme kayaking and writing award-winning novellas to even think about it.
You are so cool!
Thanks, Fishbein. Desperate measures, because nobody likes the smell of panic.
Billy, stop looking at me. Mom, Billy's looking at me.
Billy, stop looking at your sister.
I'm not looking at her. I'm looking at the field, which is right beside her head. And I can't help it if her head is right there. But I'm not looking at it.
I hate you, Billy. I hate you for looking at me.
I'm not looking at you.
I can't read these signs that the kids are arguing back there. What did that sign say?
You know, that kid's your dad can't read the sign.
He's not our dad.
Oh, it's just an expression. Sam, will you slow down? You're going to kill us.
Well, I'm just trying to go 1,000 kilometers here.
The limit's 100, you idiot.
1,100? I can't read with all this noise.
Mommy called Daddy an idiot.
Yeah, that's because he is an idiot, monkey boy.
Well, I am slowing down. Could you just shut up?
You can't talk to me that way, mister. You're not my father.
I can't keep my eyes on the road with all this noise.
Say, watch out! There's a beam of God's pure love in the middle of the road!
Where? Oh, no!
Oh, what a beautiful sunset.
Dad, you are the greatest.
No, son, you are the greatest.
I love you, Dad. Mom,
Your father and I love you, dear.
You know what? I love all of you.
Well, we passed through that. Is everyone okay?
But what kind of driving?
Oh, no, we're heading for the car. Uh-oh. We're in Hamilton Harbor.
Oh, well, at least there's one good thing.
Yeah, at least we're out of that crappy beam of God's pure love.
That's for sure. Oh, wait, we're safe. There's a vehicle coming our way. It's like there's a car on top of it.
Yeah!
All right. Hey, I passed right by. What kind of cruel bastard would run his speedboat right by a sinking car? Well, that's a problem. We will be there.
Yes, Eddie, I saw that. A car just drove off the road into Hamilton Harbor. Well, that's not something you see every day. Well, unless you live in Hamilton, true. Well, yes, Eddie, you're right. We should have stopped and saved their lives. But remember, we're on a schedule. In a few minutes, we'll be on a schedule. But right now, we're still on a schedule. We're on our way to the United States of America. Well, because crossing Lake Ontario in a car, sitting atop a speedboat, is an interesting way to travel. Now, wasn't that a lovely sunset? Soon we'll be seeing many stars coming up. Well, having the running lights on would ruin our view of the stars. And yes, incidentally, it might attract the attention of the Coast Guard. Oh, speak of the running dog imperialist devil. If I had a dime for every time I've heard that in my life. Oh, you're right, Eddie. I do have a dime for every time I've heard that in my life. All told, that's $1.70. Well, come aboard, officer. And may I say how slim and attractive you are looking this evening.
Do you mind, sir, if we inspect your boat? We have reason to believe you're smuggling cigarettes into America.
What a good idea. Eddie, we should have brought cigarettes with us.
You mean you don't have any?
Well, I personally don't smoke, but I'm not so high and mighty that I wouldn't make a profit off a bunch of pathetic addicts.
You're the kind of man we need in America.
And with a quick change of clothes, I'm also the kind of woman you need in America. If you just examine your soul, officer.
Okay, let's take a look in this trunk. God, this trunk is full of musky.
Musky? I wouldn't be caught dead with a muskellunge. Not since that miserable weekend in the Muskokas. No, these are good old-fashioned carp.
Carp? Toss them overboard.
No, you can't do that. Not in the water.
What are you talking about? They're fish.
To you?
Over they go.
No, my beautiful carp. Simon, Alphonse. Little Wendy! No! You murderer! Oh, if only I'd given them those swimming lessons when I had the chance!
Okay, we got rid of your contraband. You're free to proceed. Welcome to America!
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on the road within the continental United States. And, of course, that means we're almost out of time. What a successful first episode. Oh, I hear you say, how can it be a successful guide to the continental United States when it took a full half hour just to get into the country? Well, show the people, Eddie. Well, I'll help with the zipper, then. Where does it start? Okay. Oh, yes, over at the back of your head. Oh, What I'm waiting at is... There. There you have it. Wasn't that the best disguise you ever saw for a giant talking car? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see... Oh, right. Of course, you can't see because it's radio, but believe me when I tell you, he's enormous. And okay, he's not so great at talking, but he's a carp. And I've successfully smuggled him into the United States of America. Now, what does that have to do with a guide to the continental United States? Nothing! The show was originally called Smuggling Carp with Mr. Interesting, but somebody at the CBC didn't like it. But anyway, so here we are. Next week, I promise you, I'll guide you to the continental United States. And remember, that promise, like all of my promises, cannot be construed as legally binding. Until next time, this is Mr. Interesting with Eddie the Giant Carp saying... Yes, that too.